escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz in for Andy Herman. Hey, listen to the Fan for your chance to win a pair to go see the one and only Adam Sandler and his You're My Best Friend tour, live Sunday, October 5th at Pfizer Forum. Visit thefanmilwaukee.com for your chance to register to win a pair of tickets. That is awesome. That is so great. I am so excited to bring on my next guest here, BetMGM tonight, the BetMGM Network, Ryan Horvath, joining the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. You've heard him on these airwaves before. You've heard him with Andy Herman. You hear him on the BetMGM Network. We've never actually gotten to talk live on the radio together. Ryan, how are we doing today, my man?
Tommy, doing great, man. I'm actually on vacation. The only person I would have said yes to this week was you coming on in Milwaukee. So I'm doing good, man. I'm excited for the football season. I'm excited that I don't have to go to work tonight until 11 p.m. and break down the hot dog eating contest, because the last 3 years, betting content around this week, man, other than baseball, that's all anybody wants to talk about. Hey, who you betting in the hot dog eating contest? I have way better things to do with my money than bet Joey Chestnut to win the hot dog eating contest. But Jack, to be on with you, man, and great intro music coming in with a little Radiohead. Mm-hmm. You guys have upgraded since I left.
Yeah, it's the natural rotator that's going on here. I wish I could take credit for it, but it's all Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the rotator music.
We give him no credit.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I rescind the credit here. Ryan, where are you on vacation, my man?
A little staycation, actually.
Oh, just, nice.
Taking the week off and sitting by the pool. I'm going back into town. I had a couple weddings this week, so I'm trying to figure out if I want to go back to the Chicagoland area. My aunt decided that she was getting married about 2 weeks ago and let me know last minute. So now I'm trying to figure out if I want to redo my plans and go back into the Chicago area, or if I want to just stay and enjoy the weather.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here, Ryan. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, the BetMGM Network. We're going to talk some Green Bay Packers, Ryan. That sound good for you today? Ryan,
oh yeah.
How did you feel about the Green Bay Packers offseason as a whole? Whether it was the minimal signings in free agency, but the high investment that they did in the NFL draft on the offensive side. If you were looking at the Green Bay Packers offseason as a whole, you want to grade it, you want to put it on a scale of 1 to 10. How did you feel about Green Bay this offseason in the moves they made?
I'll give them a B, right? Like, we all always, and I'm usually guilty of this too, especially when it's around trade deadline and there's a disgruntled wide receiver that all of a sudden becomes available, you know, in the past. I've wanted Odell Beckham Jr. But, you know, you look around the league, man, and that's just really not how you win in the National Football League. You have to draft well. Also, it's just really hard to win Super Bowls, as we've learned the last couple decades. The Patriots did it a bunch with their dynasty with Brady and Belichick, and now it's the Kansas City Chiefs are there every year. You know, last year I know Philadelphia won the Super Bowl, but they won that Super Bowl, man, not because of their offseason 2 years ago. I mean, it doesn't hurt getting a guy like A.J. Brown, obviously, and Saquon Barkley, but they won that game because of that defensive line, all those draft picks out of Georgia. They made life a living hell for Patrick Mahomes. So that's how you win in the NFL. I love the Matthew Golden pick. I didn't think he would be available for Green Bay because I thought that Dallas was going to take him. I figured they need another wide receiver to complement CeeDee Lamb. So I did like the draft. I joked, like, this will finally be the year that they take a wide receiver in the first round, because it wasn't the deepest wide receiver class. There wasn't like a T. Higgins or a Jamar Chase. But I really do like Bolden, because now finally for Green Bay, you have that guy that could take the top off the defense. You know, you could line him up in the slot. He'll probably line up on the outside a little bit. But he's a legit 4-3, 40 guy. And that's what you need, because we Packers fans keep waiting for Christian Watson just to stay healthy for an entire season. And I don't know that that's ever going to be the case. I don't know if and when we see Christian Watson this season. And I like Romeo Doubs, but I like him more as a possession receiver, right? Like a number two or a number three. And then there's all these other guys, Wicks. You know, Jaden Reed needs a bigger role in the offense. He only ran a route on 67% of the snaps last season. That needs to increase this year. I'm sold on the run game. The concerns I had coming into the season, the offseason, were the offensive line. And I know it's going to be a little bit of a makeshift. They're going to move Elgton Jenkins to the center position, of course, where he's played before. But I was fine on the offensive side of the ball with the offseason, man, because I think what it comes down to is Jordan Love just has to stay healthy. It's easy to rag on Jordan Love's play last year, and I was guilty of it at times myself because, of course, I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy. But I think he needs to stay healthy, man. And I saw he just got married. Also, Matt LaFleur needs to take the handcuffs off a little bit this year, I think, too. Right? Like 2 years ago, the final 10 games of the season, Jordan Love played like the best quarterback in the league, like an all-pro, because Matt LaFleur let Jordan Love be Jordan Love. That's what I want to see, is how about some more read option stuff, right? Like, let him use his legs a little bit. He's not Lamar Jackson. He doesn't need to be carrying the ball 15 times a game, but he is a hell of an athlete, man, and I don't think a lot of people know that about him. On the defensive side of the ball, I wish there were a couple more moves, right? Like, especially, I want more pass rushers. I know this is a big prove-it year for Van Ness, and they still have Rashawn Gary, who's making a ton of money. The only thing with Gary, man, is his run-stop win rate is so much better than his pass rush numbers. I would love for him to be a double-digit sack guy this year, you know, but my biggest concern would be the secondary. I like the Hobbs pickup. I figured they were going to find a way to keep Jair. I'm glad that that whole roller coaster right. is over. I wish that they would have been able to do so. But I'll give him like a B minus. It wasn't too flashy, but I don't think it needs to be flashy, right? I think the Lions are definitely going to regress, especially losing both coordinators, including Ben Johnson. We don't know what Minnesota is going to be because none of us have seen J.J. McCarthy make an official start yet at the quarterback position at the National Football League. And I'm high on the Bears, but I don't think they're ready to win the division this year. So I bet Green Bay to win the division, man. Wasn't the splashiest offseason, but I think they did what they needed to do. It just comes down to, can you protect Jordan Love and keep him healthy for an entire season? And is the defense going to improve a little bit more now year two under Halfley?
Yeah, Ryan, I wanted to ask you about expectations heading in. You gave it away already for the Green Bay Packers. You like their chances at the division this year. But I also saw a clip of you yesterday talking about Jordan Love. And we did a list yesterday, not our list, but we reacted to Pro Football Focus ranked the 32 quarterbacks for 2025 heading into 2025. And we reacted to this list yesterday because Jordan Love was put at 13th, the 13th quarterback for the National Football League heading into next season. Now, I think I might be a little bit higher on Jordan Love than most, but it sounds like you are as well, Ryan, and you might have bet him to be in the MVP conversation this year. So I want to ask you, 13th is way too low to rank Jordan Love. I mean, he was behind like Dak Prescott and Geno Smith and Trevor Lawrence on this list. I mean, these are all guys, Jordan Love, I think we've seen enough to say he can be more competitive than those guys on the football field, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'd probably have him 10, right? Like right in the top 10, definitely right. above Trevor Lawrence. That said, I do think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a nice season with Liam Cohen, but man, he's been a little bit of a disappointment and he has not been healthy. Geno Smith. I'm a Geno guy, man, right? But Geno is what he is. And I think Jordan Love's ceiling is so much higher than a lot of these guys. Even Dak Prescott. We kind of just know what Dak is. He's a good regular season quarterback. And I know that it's not one-on-one, unfortunately, or I think Aaron Rodgers would have a lot more Super Bowl rings. But let's not forget when Jordan Love went into Dallas 2 years ago, first career playoff start on the road, playing a Cowboys team that didn't lose in Jerry's world all day and put up ridiculous numbers and out-dueled Dak Prescott. So I'm really high on Jordan Love, man. Like last year, he was just never healthy. And then when he came back, he still wasn't healthy. He probably played at like 70%. That playoff game is where you could really see that he just could barely move around out there, man. He just was not himself. But he can make every single throw. My only concern with Jordan Love, when he got drafted, I went back and watched every single snap like most people did at Utah State. In the last year, he led the nation in interceptions. But it's also because he lost three starting offensive linemen, his two best wide receivers, his starting running back. So what he was doing was playing a lot of hero ball, trying to throw the team on his back, make throws that he shouldn't be making. That's what you don't want to see from Jordan Love, right? Like, you don't want to see those hero throws, him rolling to his left and trying to throw a dart to his right that gets picked off. You know, some of those bad interceptions against Philadelphia where he's clearly just trying to make a play. But when he plays within the offense, man, the throws he makes, they're Mahomes-like throws, are they not? I mean, yeah. They're Aaron Rodgers-like throws. There's a reason. It's like when Aaron sat behind Brett, right? And he picked up on what Brett did well and what Brett did not do well, which was a lot. That's what Jordan did with Aaron, man. And you see a lot of the same mannerisms and mechanics when he's hopping around in the pocket. But again, I just think it comes down to, is LaFleur going to let Jordan Love be Jordan Love? And I think this is finally the year where they open up the offense completely for him. So I like the MVP price because it's 28-1. If I was going to bet MVP today, man, I'm not going to bet Pat Mahomes at 7-1 and tie up my money for 4 months just to win $700. I'm going to take a flyer on either Jordan Love at 28-1 or Brock Purdy at 28-1 because I think both of those guys are going to put up really big numbers this season. And I think both teams are locked to win the NFC, both Green Bay and San Francisco.
Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, the BetMGM Network joining the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Tommy Wirtz in for Andy Herman. And today, Ryan, we were going over a list that we had from our friends over at Packers Wire, and they were talking about second and third year players that they think must improve for the Packers in 2025. And you bring up Jordan Love, and you immediately think of wide receiver help. And one Brennan Rupp had Dontayvion Wicks on that list. We talked about the defensive side, and that Lucas Van Ness is a massive player on this list. Luke Musgrave. How big do you think this development phase is for Green Bay? They are trying to draft and develop. And when you think of the young players for the Packers, the young players, second, third year guys that need to improve for Green Bay, that need to be better for Jordan Love, for the Green Bay Packers' success to try to get Jordan Love to hit on a 28-1 MVP odds, who jumps to mind first when it comes to the young players that they have tried to develop over the last 2-3 seasons that needs to step up for Green Bay if you want to see success in 2025?
So I'm going to go back to Wicks, man, just because, like, if you pop on the All-22 or you watch the tape and you look at the separation numbers, which is really important, right? Like, as a wide receiver, obviously, you have to create separation, especially if you are the speedster, the burner. And Wicks is always open, man, right? It's kind of like, it's like a couple of years ago when Aaron Rodgers and MVS could just never get on the same page, but MVS was constantly open. But, like, Rodgers would either overshoot him or he would drop the football. I just think Wicks needs more targets. You just wonder, is that going to be this year? Now that you finally use a first round pick on Matthew Golden, like right. I said, they got to get Jaden Reed more involved in the offense. But that would be it for me. Both Jaden Reed and Wicks need to have breakout years on the offensive side of the ball. All the young guys on the offensive line, because there's going to be injuries, right? That's what worries me about that line, is who's going to be able to step up, you know, and be that guy that could play both tackle and guard. Because they've had that guy, you know, in the past. And then on the defensive side of the ball, not to be lazy because I already brought up his name, but it's got to be Van Ness, man. You win in this league with a pass rush. Your secondary, everybody's worried about the secondary, right? About Valentine and about Hobbs and about all these guys. The secondary will be fine as long as you get pressure on the quarterback. Any secondary is going to look terrible if you give the quarterback 4 to 5 seconds in the pocket to zone the entire field, to scan the entire field. So Green Bay has to get consistent pressure on the quarterback. Look at the NFC. You know, all the teams, man, that win Super Bowls, not even just in the NFC, the last couple of years, the team with the best pass rush and the best offensive line is usually in the running for the Super Bowl. So I'm going to go back to Van Ness. You know, he's got to be at least, I think, a 7 to 8 sack guy. I would love double digits from him. I don't know if that's his game. I keep seeing all these, like, pictures of him working out in the offseason without his shirt. He looks great. You watch him at Iowa, he was really damn good, but they rotate their defensive linemen so much.
He wasn't like even really a starter, technically, right, yeah. Ryan?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go back and watch Rashawn Gary at Michigan, man. I was like, oh, I like the pick, but I don't know what the hell he is, man. Right? Like, I don't really know what he is. Like, is he an interior? Is he going to be an edge rusher? But with Van Ness, that's what he has to be, man. He has to be a legit pass rusher. So for him, I want to see him make a big leap.
Ryan, what about Matt LaFleur now? Is this a really pressure-packed year for Matt LaFleur? I mean, he's made the playoffs 2 years in a row, but he wouldn't have if the playoff format was the same as it was 3 seasons ago. 7 seed, 2 times in a row. You win a playoff game against the 2 seed, then you lose to the eventual Super Bowl champions. You're in year 3 now with Jordan Love, and you are the guy at the helm of the offense. They just invested so heavily on the offensive side for you in this year's draft, which they rarely do, including taking a skill position player with their first-round pick. Matt LaFleur's pressure rating, if you're going to give that a scale, what do you think it is for Matt LaFleur this season for 2025?
All right, I don't know if this is a hot take, man. I'm not saying he's on the hot seat, but I think like pressure is almost 10 out of 10 this year, and I'll tell you why. I'm a big LaFleur guy. I think he's one of the better coaches in the league, one of the better play callers in the league. There's been times, for example, a couple years ago, those first couple games with Jordan Love, I was like, what is this offense, man? Like, you could tell he does not fully trust Jordan Love.
Right.
I do not like what I'm seeing here. But then, again, the final 10 games of the season, things opened up. And I thought that was one of his better coaching jobs. The play calls were really creative. You know, there's been some, obviously, a lot of wins, right? Like, consecutive 13-win seasons. The first couple of years, he owned the division. But this year, I feel like the pressure is on because now this team should be ready to win. The last couple of years, I felt like Green Bay was playing with house money because 2 years ago, I considered it, if it wasn't a rebuild, it was a retool. You're saying goodbye to historically a top 10 quarterback all time.
Yeah, and how many times did we have to hear, Ryan, it was the youngest team in the league the last 2 seasons, right?
Yeah, exactly. The youngest team in the league. And also, you know, you're bringing in new defensive coordinator and Jeff Hafley, right? You have all these young players, like you said, you're the youngest team. And, you know, so you were kind of playing with house money. We didn't know that that was going to be a playoff team, especially 2 years ago. I did not see them beating Dallas in that playoff game. And they should have actually beat San Francisco, man. They were playing really well in that game as well. Last year, it was a letdown against Philadelphia, but also Philadelphia was just damn good. They go on to win the Super Bowl. This year, especially in this division, I feel like the pressure's on because the Bears are only going to continue to get better. And I know people don't want to hear that. And I know they always say that, hey, we're back. We got our quarterback. I do like Caleb Williams, man. I really do. I know that everybody thinks that they got it wrong and Washington got it right. My take is I think Caleb will have a better career than Jaden Daniels. I think Ben Johnson is going to be awesome for him. I think Caleb was at his worst last year because he was holding onto the ball for 4 or 5 seconds in the pocket, taking way too many sacks. That's not going to be the case with Ben Johnson taking over as the play caller. Look at Jared Goff, man. Jared Goff 4 years ago was benched for a man named John Wolford. I have no idea where John Wolford is these days.
He does taxes now, I'm sure, Ryan. He does taxes now, yeah.
Sean McVay going into a playoff game benched him. It looked like Goff's career was over. Instead, Ben Johnson takes over as play caller in Detroit. 3 straight seasons where Jared Goff has thrown for over 4,000 yards because it's not just Jared Goff in the shotgun. It's a lot of play action. He looked at what Jared Goff does well and what he doesn't do well. And I think that's what Ben Johnson's going to do for Caleb Williams. And I love all the moves that the Bears have made, but I think that they're probably like a 9-10 win playoff team this year, but they're not good enough to win the division. I think Detroit takes a step back, like I said, because you lose both coordinators. Now let's find out how good Dan Campbell is. Now let's see how Jared Goff is, you know, without Ben Johnson calling the plays. And I worry about that defense, man. Aiden Hutchinson was the only guy, going back to pressure, that could consistently get pressure on the quarterback. He had 6.5 sacks, led the league in pressures. He got hurt, and that defense fell off a cliff, man. They won 15 games. They hosted a playoff game at home in a dome and still lost to a rookie quarterback. So if it wasn't last year, I don't think it's this year for Detroit. And then Minnesota, I'm going to consider it a rebuild year because it's J.J. McCarthy, pretty much a rookie quarterback. So I think the pressure's on Green Bay to win the division and make a run this year, man. No more excuses for Jordan Love. He's not a rookie. He's not a second-year guy, right? Like, now is the year where he needs to be the man. And then the defense, I like the signs that we saw, you know, like the stuff that we saw last year, like especially the second half of the season. But they need to at least finish, I would say, I'm not going to say top 10, but I think, like, you know, top 15, top 13. And I think this team is a legit Super Bowl contender. But the pressure's all on LaFleur because they've had the 13-win seasons. They've been to the NFC Championship game. Now it's time to get to the Super Bowl. You know, there's been some, like, little things a couple years ago taking Aaron Rodgers off the field, and you could say, well, Rodgers kept throwing the ball to Devontae, kept forcing it. But taking the field goal, man, and not getting the ball back, I thought that was a boneheaded decision. But other than that, I've never critiqued or had anything bad to say about Matt LaFleur. But this is a big year, man. It's time to win now.
Ryan Horvath, BetMGM Tonight, the BetMGM Network, joining the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Tommy Wirtz in for Andy Herman. It wouldn't be a segment with Ryan Horvath if we didn't get a little bit into the betting game here. Ryan, I asked you yesterday when we were talking about coming on today, some of your favorite props within the NFC or the NFC North this year, whether it is Green Bay Packer related, whether it's divisional related, what are you looking at heading into 2025? What do you like the odds on? What do you think the most likely is to happen? Some of your favorite prop bets for the NFC and the NFC North heading into 2025, Ryan.
Awesome. Yeah, I got a pretty good list of them, man. I got Jordan Love. They opened the touchdown passes at 26.5. I think he throws a minimum of 28 if he stays healthy. So that was the first bet that I placed. And if you shop around, you might be able to find like a 24.5. Jordan Love's not throwing anything less than 25 touchdown passes.
Right.
So that's my favorite passing prop there. In the AFC, really quick, Trevor Lawrence. His touchdown passes this year, 21.5. I know a lot of people are out on T-Law, man. He just has not been healthy. I love the Liam Cohen hire. I loved him at Kentucky 2 years ago, and I loved him at Tampa Bay. People thought Baker was going to have this big drop-off because Dave Canales left. Instead, Baker threw over 40 touchdown passes, was an all-pro. Baker Mayfield looked like the best quarterback in the league some weeks.
Yeah.
I think Trevor Lawrence at least throws 22 touchdown passes. His number's only 21.5. So I like that quite a bit. I did go over on the Bears win total, over 8.5 wins. I think they win 10 games. I know the defense last year was a mess for a stretch, but also they fired Matt Eberflus, and you could tell there was just a lot of quit in that locker room. I'll always hate the Bears, man, but I do like what they're building. I went under 10.5 wins on the Detroit Lions. The schedule gets a little bit tougher. Jared Goff last year, all those road games were indoors. Look at his indoor and outdoor splits, man. This year, I believe 8 of the 9 or something like that are outdoors.
Wow.
Good luck, Detroit. I think they take a step back. So I played their win total under. As far as like season-long props, man, Josh Jacobs' rushing yards was something that I looked at and I considered going under. Not that I think he's going to have a down year. I just think that he's going to be, 28, 29 years old. He was so damn good last year, carried the workload. I think he's going to split some carries this year, man. I like Lloyd a lot. He wasn't healthy last year. And I do think that Jordan Love is going to be putting the ball in the air like 35 to 40 times a week. So I might go under on the rushing prop. I'm going to let that thing climb. That's what I usually do. If I want to play an over, you know, like I grab Brock Bowers over 5.5 touchdowns, then I want to play that early because the number will only go up. If I want to play an under, I'm going to wait until we get a little bit closer to the season, and then I'll go under. Because that's where you could go from like Brock Bowers 5.5 touchdowns. If people keep betting it up, it'll get all the way to 7.5. But that's one that I really like, just throwing him out there. His touchdowns, 5.5. He had 6 last year as a rookie. Now they bring in Geno Smith as the quarterback, Pete Carroll, and Chip Kelly. And like Pete Carroll didn't leave the golf course at 80 years old to only win 5-6 games. So I think they're going to compete, man. So I like Brock Bowers to score 6 touchdowns. Like I said, I love Trevor Lawrence touchdown passes, Jordan Love touchdown passes. I did take Green Bay to win the NFC North. I think anything over plus 200 is just a crazy price. I think on paper they're the best team. So I really like a stab at that. And then, again, going back to the AFC, man, I like T. Higgins' touchdowns this year. I bet it at 6.5. Last year he only played 12 games, and he had 10 touchdowns. And they paid him $100-plus million while paying Ja'Marr Chase $100-plus million. So Joe Burrow is going to look to get him the ball. He's more of the red zone guy. So I really like his touchdown number as well.
Horvath, what about 3,350 for Aaron Rodgers? That's the over-under on his passing yards this year. That seems too good to be true, Ryan. There's no way he's not throwing for 195 yards a game, right?
Right, dude. Yeah, I can only bet the over. That said, I think the Steelers are going to be good. This doesn't even any. It's just like Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. But I do think this is going to be like a different version of Rodgers. I think it's going to be more like a run-first offense, especially with Arthur Smith calling the plays there, man. So I think you're not going to get your regular Rodgers numbers. I think he might throw like 20, 22 touchdown passes. The yards, I would still take the over, but I think he's going to be more of a game manager. He's 41 years old. That defense, if TJ Watt, if they keep TJ Watt, because that's what it comes down to, the splits, the Steelers with TJ Watt on the field are a top 10 defense. When he's hurt, man, and doesn't play, they fall outside the top 25, which is crazy. I've never seen anything like that. I can make the case for him to win Defensive Player of the Year every year. But I think, like, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Even the defense should still be pretty good. As long as Rodgers doesn't cause any drama, which I don't think he will. I think he wants to win this year, man. It's his last year. I think they'll win 10, 11 games, but I'm not going to touch his props. But I would only bet the overs. Those numbers are so soft, I could only bet the overs. People think he's washed, man. The last 5, 6 games of the season, he played like one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it at all. Like I said, I thought the number was criminally low when I saw it come out, and it's just too juicy. It's got something fishy on there. I'm not sure about it. Ryan, thank you so much for jumping on today. Anything you want to plug before we get you out of here?
Yeah, I'll be back next Monday, BetMGM tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Coming up soon, man, we'll have our college football show on Saturdays. Really excited about that. You want to talk about pressure, man. Matt LaFleur's got some pressure, but how about our boy Luke Fickell?
Oh, God.
Trying to at least win. We got to win 7, 8 games.
I was trying to not get mad during this segment here. Anytime you bring that name up, my face turns Badger red.
Man, I actually like the team this year, man. I hate the schedule, though, especially the non-con schedule.
Brutal schedule.
But yeah, I'm back next week, man. We'll be talking a ton of Packer football, NFC North, of course. But, yeah, I'm really getting excited, man. It's not even a homer pick. I really think Green Bay is going to be really good this year, and I think this is their best opportunity to win a Super Bowl, at least for the last 3-4 years. So I'm all in this year.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for jumping on today. Enjoy the rest of your vacation, my friend. Have a good one. Good to talk to you, boss.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Take care.
There he is, Ryan Horvath, BetMGM. BetMGM tonight. You can follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Coming up, we'll get to the next segment here at Packaday Radio. Potawatomi Sportsbook Final Thought of the Day coming up next. It is the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.